In my presence is joy beyond compare. Those who worship me will be found there. For my love is something to behold. My love is to be experienced as a place of freedom from torment and fear. Existing peace. You will know that I am near. For as you draw nigh unto me, I am agape. I will draw nigh unto you. I have access to you to give you to drink, says the Lord. So drink deeply. Drink deeply and know me and be not afraid. For torment and fear is in the absence of my love. Be not afraid. You are my children. Drink deep, says the Lord. Drink deep. Worship me. Worship me. Walk with me, says the Lord, for I draw you close to me for a purpose that I might draw close to you. And when you feel my presence and joy and that peace that passes all understanding, in all the history of times past, my children who felt this purposed in their heart to come in closer and to receive more, says the Lord. So I delight in my fellowship with you. Come. Tell me of your love for me and engage in a deeper fellowship with me. This frees me to draw near to you and opens doors to greater understanding of my love that you have yet to see. Every time you turn to me, I am there with you. For as you draw near to me, I am free to draw near to you in fellowship and intimacy. In those times of worship and praise and relationship, there are areas to know me that have been virtually unexplored. Communion with me brings you into the immersion of my fatherhood, and in this place there are deep, long drinks of my love. Don't stop drinking of me. Don't stop drinking of my love. We are moving into things unseen, and as you come out of these times of drinking of me, your life will be that which you drink of. Never stop drinking of me. I never stop drinking of your love for me. Worship is one of the pleasures of your life in me, whereby you commune with me and are saturated in me. I am love. I will saturate you. I draw you into worship so you can know me. And I draw you, I invite you into worship so you can see me and understand my great, great love for you. For in this place of communion, this place of worship where your spirit communes with me, our fellowship grows deeper. In this place of fellowship, I bring the eyes of your heart into focus on me. I am the one who loves you, and my love is abounding. There are places in me that are being reached for, and this is enabling me to come with much love, much peace, and much healing. And the result will be a new walk of strength in me. You will see things like I see, and your walk will be different indeed. Come to me and drink from the well of my love and receive from me. Come and explore new treasures in me. Come into my presence and let me take you deeper into knowing, loving, and trusting me and seeing like I see. Give yourself to me, and I will give myself to you abundantly that you might receive more of my love and equipping. Come and be satiated with me. Yield to my wooing, for many things I have prepared for you to receive. Come and be satiated in my presence. I desire to satisfy your longings with more of me, for I am who you need. As you yield to me, I will deliver more wisdom concerning your dependency on me. And as you drink of me, you will drink from longings that are within me. I long for more of you and to fill you with more of what you can only receive from me. I long for you to know more deeply the compassion that is in me. The sweet fellowship with my sons is pure delight to me. In this communion, your senses become saturated with all that is pure and pleasing in me. The temporary things of this world mean less and less as you are immersed with the life and love and truth that are in me. As you take your fill of me, your life in me is strengthened by all that I am. There is not any part of you that is not changed by drinking of me. And I am the one who fills you with more and more grace to drink long and to drink deep continually. Come and drink. Be saturated with me. Come, for there is an intimacy with me that fulfills you beyond anything that you could experience in this present life.